East, Raphael. In the south, Michael. In the west, Gabriel. In the north, Uriel. Abvund Bashmaya Nitkadeshamok Tete Malchuta Nechwe Zviana Chakana de Bashmaya Af Baraha Havlan Lachma de Sukanyan Yamana Plachain Kayabain Wachtakahain Hakanan de Nafan Shrokan Lachayabain Wellataklan Lenesuna Ela Patsan Minbisha Metol de lachi malchuta, wachwatashbukta, le'elam almin amen. Beware at the heart of the circle of the mysterious mound. With the sign of the circled, spiraled, straight on the lintel of its doorway. Beware of looking deeply into the mound and in the deep places of the earth, perceiving the stars. Be aware of your will, your capacity to stand, to focus. Feel the straightness of your body. Feel your sense of sovereignty. Be aware of your spine. Let it straighten. Be aware of yourself as the magician, the wizard, who links the worlds. Be aware of your capacity to shape, to make, to create form and image. The part of you that is the cauldron, that is the chalice, that gives birth to form. Notice the bowl of the hips, notice the bowl of the head. Notice the heart mediating between the pelvic girdle and the head, being the creator. Being the one who shapes with boundary. Be aware of your capacity to remember, being the bard, the keeper of the sacred stories, the stories of your life, the stories of the life of the land, the stories of the life of the universe. And through deep remembrance, bringing opening. Be aware of the part of yourself that is the sentinel, the gatekeeper, who opens the door and closes the door, says yes and no, who allows the new emergence by opening and closing. Feel your identity as a man or woman of prayer. Feel that identity arising out of the sense of will and image, of remembrance and guardianship. Letting these forms come together in your heart. Finding your way with them as you work with the principles of identity, boundary, opening and emergence. As you work in the field between the gate of earth and the gate of the stars, between the gate of dawn and the gate of twilight. Feel your connection to the great pool of life. Feel your relationship to the human ancestors, to the animal ancestors, to the spirit ancestors, to the plants and trees and fish and birds. Be aware that you sit at the center of the universe. That in this moment of prayer, all of the interconnected universe moves towards you. And as you stand at that central point, at that altar with the flame, between the sun and the moon, between the stars and the earth, you become aware of some wound, personal or collective. And being aware of this wound, this shape, this disturbance, let it come towards you. You touch your stone, and you and the stone together relate to the ancient wound. And together you and the stone and the wound sink downwards into the depths. Descending from substance into fluidity, walking into the deep, swimming into the deep, diving into the deep, connected to the wound, connected to the stone, surrendering into the green life of Gaia, being held by her. and letting yourself rise upwards, returning to the surface. Carrying with you the stone and the wound you have been contemplating. See how things change in the ascent. Coming back into the room, into this place, being with the stone and the old wound, and silently formulating a prayer, entering the seventh sense of speaking. Pray for yourself. Pray for the wounded place, pray for the world, pray with the stone.